Hey you guys, what's up? Welcome back to my channel. If you never seen me before, my name is Chelsea and I write books about black girls who aren't all that nice. And this video is a new series that I'm very tentatively calling the Fantasy Author Guidance Counselor because I am a fantasy author and I offer mentoring services. So if you're ever curious about anything about writing, about publishing, about content creation, about any of that, I do offer mentoring services as well as editing services, as well as book formatting services, and all that will be down in the description box below. That being said, let's go ahead and get into this guidance counseling session. So today we are talking about character development. Reason being, I do freelance editing, and one of the things that come up a lot is this character written well? Are they growing from the beginning of the book to the end of the book? And so I figured, why not come on here and share with you guys some of my tips that I use for writing well-developed characters, because that is one of the things I do get compliments on a lot for both of my books, We Are the Origin and We Are Dying Gods. So that being said, if you're interested in either book, there is a link in the description box below, or you can go to my website, cmlockhart.com, to grab a copy. So that slight plug out the way, let's actually talk about this. And for character development, the big thing that I always recommend to people is keep in mind that your characters need reasons to do things and to not do things, okay? Everything that I'm gonna say after this kind of pertains to that. So if you're short on attention and you're like clicking off, that's the big thing, all right? Your characters need reasons for doing things, all right? So assuming you're gonna stay around for the rest of the video, there are three things that I would keep in mind. The first thing to keep in mind when you're trying to make sure that you are giving your characters reasons is to give their backstories meaning, okay? So as authors, a lot of us have heard the advice that you need to know your character's backstory. You need to know where they come from, you need to know where they're going, you need to know where they've been, you need to know their whole life story, okay? There are tons of character sheets on the internet that you can grab, that you can do, so you have their favorite color, their favorite ice cream, what happened to them in the third grade, whatever. My advice, especially if you're one of those people where you're like, Chelsea, that's really intimidating, I'm not trying to fill out a 10-page Bible for this one character, especially if, like me, you have a very diverse cast and a wide cast of characters in your stories. I understand. The key thing that I always say is for each character, have at least two core memories for each character and things that define them, okay? And what I mean by that is for my main character, Brandy, in We Are the Origin, two of her core memories are when she lost her parents and when she was brought into the queendom as an assassin. Those are two of her core memories that kind of shape who she is and who she becomes, so that when you see her as an adult at 21, you understand why she's an assassin. You understand why she thinks the way that she does. You understand why she's doing what she's doing. See what I did there? I gave her reasons for doing things and for not doing things, such as being open or, you know, being super friendly towards people. Even though she's meeting new people in the book, she's not an open type of character. She's very closed off. She's very guarded. She's very reserved. That's intentional because of how she lived her life within the book, okay? So her backstory isn't something that I just added in for the sake of being like, oh, sad backstory, main character, yes, this is how this works. It's because I wanted her actions to make sense within the context of the book. And so when you are developing your own characters, make sure that you have at least two core memories for them. They could be good, they could be bad, they could be indifferent, but they need to be at least two things in their life that have shaped them into who they are. And this is even more specific if you are writing any type of adult fiction, okay? Because adults at that point have lived long enough and their personalities are the way that they are because of things that have happened to them. If you're writing young adult, I would recommend having at least one core memory of who they are in that moment. And then that second core memory is going to be something that happens in the book that's going to spur on their character development, okay? That's my advice, take it or leave it. But moving on to point number two is have them do their best as a character and not just what you as the author know to be the best or worst decision that they can make, okay? I say this coming from the point of, as a reader, I seriously dislike it when a character is doing something that doesn't make any sense. They're like, they're not even trying to solve the problem. And what I mean by this is that if you are going to have a character do something especially if it's something that doesn't make sense or something that's difficult, there needs to be a reason. Ooh, see how I went back to giving your character reasons? There needs to be a reason for why they are choosing that route. It needs to make sense for them, because here's the thing, people, all people, do the best that they can given the information that they have at that moment. And that includes, ooh, what I said before, their core memories, their past experiences, and the information they have in that moment. So if you have a character and you as the author know that, hey, they need to go to this party where they're going to get into a massive fight and it's going to send them on a road trip across the country. Mind you, if you haven't read To a Stare with Love by Amanda Ross, that is literally one of the plot points of her book. So I recommend that you get into it, especially if you like black witches, but just throwing that in there. That being said, though, she does this well in the book, so that's why I'm pulling it as an example. You need to have a reason for why your character is going to this party. And especially if you as the author know that something major is going to happen at it, that's not a good enough reason to have your character go. There needs to be a reason why this character, in the context of their world, would decide to do something, especially if it is outside the realm of something they normally do. And what I mean by that is if you have written an introverted character who has been bullied for pretty much their entire high school career, it does not make sense that the first party that they go to is their senior year, and they're going to a party and the person hosting it is someone who has bullied them their entire high school career, and they're going even though their friend said it was a bad idea. See how that doesn't make any sense within the context of the world? There's nothing to support that idea. So I highly, highly, highly suggest that whatever your major plot points are for your story, especially if you're writing a character-driven story, you need to make sure that your characters have a reason for doing that, and make sure that the situation aligns so that with the information that they have and their past experiences, it reads as if they are making the best possible decision that they can make in that moment, given what they know. No one is actively going to walk into a situation where they know they are going to be hurt, where they're going to be betrayed, where they are going to inadvertently become the main character of a story, because to be the main character, some bad stuff has to happen. No one is going to willingly walk into that with their eyes wide open. And if they do, that needs to be explained and included in the context of who your character is from the very beginning. If your character's whole identity is they literally find the worst possible decision that they can make in a situation because they're punishing themselves, okay, well, that's within the context of their world and it makes sense. But the point here that I'm trying to make is that everything has to make sense in the long run. Which brings me to point number three, which is give your characters intentions, okay? Just like in the real world, especially speaking from an American context, right? You know, in the new year, a lot of us make resolutions. A lot of us hit moments in our life where we're like, okay, I want to be someone different. I want to evolve to the next stage of my life. I want to do something different, okay? Everybody has a moment where they're like, you know what? I don't want to do this anymore. Or if you've spent any time on the internet, and if you haven't, you can take me at my word, or you can go visit literally any, you know, psychology side of TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, whatever, and you will see that part of being an adult, part of growing, is taking a step back, looking at your life, and being like, okay, this is what I want to do going forward. It's literally the entire intent behind setting goals, behind saying I want to accomplish things, behind saying this is where I want to be in 5 years, okay? So my advice would be have your character think about where they want to be in 5 years. Not what you as the author want them to be in 5 years, but what they see for themselves in 5 years. An example of this is, again, my character Brandy from We Are the Origin. Her whole goal for her life is that she just wants to be left alone with Jack, who is her lover. And she's just like, I want a quiet life. I just want to be able to spend time with him. I don't want to be the chosen one, essentially. Like, the entire trope for the series is she is a reluctant chosen one. There are a lot of things that are put on her that she is not excited about, right? But where she sees herself, what she wants to do, her intention is she wants to be able to live her life with the person that she loves most. That is her intention. And so that goes back to the big point of all this. That is her reason and motivation for doing things. So if you're going to be developing your characters, the main thing is you have to give them an intention. Let them think about themselves. Let them think about their goals. Let them think about what they want to do and have their actions aligned with that. Have them go after those things. Maybe in the beginning, they have a best friend who has been in their life since they were literally toddlers, and now they're in college, and that friend is dragging them down. That friend is encouraging them to do things that they don't want to do, or vice versa. They realize that they're an introvert, and that friend wants to go out all the time. They want to make new friends. They want to do things that this character, your main character, is just not interested in. And so they make a conscious decision to distance themselves from them. You know what that is? It's growth. It's something that as a reader, I personally can appreciate, because that is how people function. And that's kind of the idea behind all of this advice, right? Your characters are people, and therefore they should grow and act and think like people do on a base level. Like, obviously, if you're writing a fantasy, or if you're writing, you know, some type of sci-fi, some type of dystopian, the situation and the circumstances are going to differ. And so it's going to be a little bit different. But there needs to be a reason behind it. So those are kind of like my main points for character development that I think you should keep in mind. But if you need the short version, because you're like, Chelsea, I did not watch that whole video, give me the highlights. If you're trying to develop your characters, you need to keep in mind that you need to give them reasons for doing things and for not doing things. And in order to do that, there are three main things to keep in mind. One, you need to make sure that you're giving their backstories meaning, so that you're not just writing something and being like, oh, well, this is their tragic backstory. That tragic backstory needs to influence what they do and do not do in the story, so that the reader can empathize with them and understand why they are doing what they're doing. Point number two is that they need to do their best as a character, giving the information that they have in the moment and based off of the things that have happened in their past. Because when people navigate through life, they do their best given what they know in the moment, okay? So your characters need to do the same thing. They don't need to make bad decisions just for the sake of making bad decisions and moving along the plot. If they're going to make a bad decision that you as the author and as the reader recognizes a bad decision, they need to have a compelling reason within the book for making that bad decision. Otherwise, it's just bad writing. And point number three is you need to make sure that you are giving your characters intentions for themselves, meaning they need to have goals for themselves that are not put on them because of you as the author. Meaning that if you as the author know that at the end of the book, your character is going to be the hero who saves the world and has this giant parade, that may not be the character's intention for themselves. Their intention may be, I want to be a better person. I want to be a person that somebody looks up to. I want to be brave. Whatever their intention is for themselves, you need to know what that is, because that is also going to give them motivation and give them reasons for doing what they do. So that's kind of my take on character development. If you guys like this kind of format, this kind of advice, let me know and I will do more content like this. But yeah, that's pretty much it. If you've watched to the end of the video, then please drop a little pen emoji in the description box below, or leave some type of comment so that I know that you watched. And yeah, like, comment, subscribe, do all those things that you like doing, know what to do, etc. And yeah, I will see you guys in the next one. So until next time, I hope your days are lovely and your books are full of melanin. Bye, you guys.